भक्ति वैभव श्रीमद् भागवत स्टडी एक बलराम जी भागवत भागवत मीन्स आप भगवान वन हु इज आप भगवान और भागवत मीन्स एज गुड एज भगवान. So these are the two definition of Bhagavat. Bhagavat means as good as Bhagavan or as Bhagavan. So as a Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna. And the one who is of Krishna, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, the one who is dear to Krishna, is of Krishna, is also Bhagavata. So the person Bhagavata is of Krishna and book Bhagavata is Krishna. In this first canto, we will see Person Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is present in front of Bhisham Pitamaha when he was departing. The result which Bhisham Pitamaha achieved by presence of Krishna, now go back and see, Parikshit Maharaj is departing and Srimad Bhagavatam is appearing. And same result is achieved. So Bhagavat and Krishna are non-different. This is first. In first canto, Bhagavatam is, in Bhagavatam at two places, Bhagavatam is called Adhyatmik Deep, the spiritual light. And Krishna is also called Adhyatmik Deep. So in Bhagavatam, these two words are used, Adhyatmik Deep for Krishna and Bhagavatam both. Is it clear?
Yes.
So we are starting Unit 2 of Bhakti Vaibhav, which is, the verses are verse 340. This verse 3.40 glorifies Bhagavatam. So let us read together this verse 340. Open your books and let us read together.
Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Braham Samitam Uttam Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavana Rishi Nihilayasya Lokasya Danyam Swasti Anyam Ma.
This is the glorification of Bhagavatam. What is Bhagavatam? It says, Idam Bhagavatam Nam Puranam. So the Puran by name Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhitam, which means is same as Krishna. Brahma Samhitam is like Krishna. So it is incarnation of Krishna. This is the one meaning of this first line. This Bhagavatam, Idam Bhagavatam, Idam, this Bhagavatam. Which he said, I am going to now narrate, is as good as Krishna. It is the literary incarnation of Krishna, the first line. What is in the Bhagavatam? उत्तम श्लोक चरितम. व्हाट इज हिंदी भागवतम? उत्तम श्लोक चरितम. दी ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेक्टेरियन पास्ट टाइम ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉड इज आर इन भागवतम. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन, हु कंपाइल भागवतम? चकार भागवत भगवान ऋषि कंपाइल्ड बाय अनदर इनकार्नेशन ऑफ भगवान एज ए ऋषि एज ए वेदव्यास ऋषि इज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ कृष्ण एंड कंपाइल्ड बाय अनदर इनकार्नेशन ऑफ कृष्ण. व्हाई इज इट कंपाइल्ड? निश्रेयस लोकस्य. लोकस्य मीन फॉर ऑल दी पीपल फॉर एवरीबडी एंड निश्रेयस मीन्स for the ultimate good. It is compiled for the ultimate good of all people. Dhanyam, fully successful, and Mahat, Swasti Anayam, Swasti Ayanam, Swasti, Swasti Vachan, all auspicious. So it is all blissful, and it is all perfect. So this is the glory of Bhagavatam. Now, one of our friends can read the translation. Maybe we can see this on the screen now. Yes, go to the next. So, but the first will tell us. So this is this chapter. What pari to pari three glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so the next part will start next. So go to the. This is the verse just we discussed. See the translation. Good. Now this is who will read translation? Rasa, Ratesh, what? Ratesh, you read it. Supreme Lord Vyas, Bhagavan Rishi. Wrote the greatest Mahat, Swasti Anyam, Puranam, Bhagavatam, all human goals, Dhanyam, Krishna, Brahma Saitam. Shloka Charitam. Well, Nishriyas Lokasya. So this is the meaning, is it? This is the word meaning. But if you read, it will be a sentence. This is the glory of Bhagavatam. Then another meaning, go next slide. Alternatively, Sridhar Swami, this is very important for us to know, Idam Bhagavatam, this Bhagavatam, Nam Puranam, is the Puran of Holy Name. In the Bhagavatam, the Nam is glorified, Holy Name. Bhagavat Nam Puranam. So the another meaning, this is by Sridhar Swami's commentary. The Sanskrit is here, but the transliteration is unreadable. You can go next. This is very difficult to read. Sridhar Swami's commentary. So this Bhagavatam is a Puran of Holy Name. So Naam is in Bhagavatam. Can somebody think of this? Where is Naam? Everywhere there is a Naam, but particularly if you go to the 12th canto, and this is the common verse which we preach, Kaleda Doshe Nidhirajan Asti Eko Mahagun Kirtanad Krishnasya Mukta Sangam. There is the ultimate. This is the, and the last verse of Bhagavatam says, Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasana. So this Puran is the Puran of Holy Name's glory. Is it okay? Now, this verse is very important, and Prabhupada's purport is very strong. So, you have prepared this verse, the purport and the main point of the purport. Can you share it with somebody? Everybody? Pavan Nimai, yes.
Srila Prabhupada here, he basically the translation reveals everything, like it is a literally incarnation of God, and Srila Prabhupada writes there that it is basically the three things, what Prabhu explained, that it is the incarnation of God, and then it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, and it is describing the pastimes of the Lord. So it is incarnation actually three times. And Srila Prabhupada explains that it is spotless Purana. In the first paragraph it is spotless Purana.
Who said this is spotless Purana? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another incarnation of Krishna is glorifying Bhagavad. There is the fourth, which is not in the verse, but the Prabhupada, when he saw all incarnations as glorifying Bhagavatam, so Prabhupada started purpose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. It is spotless Puran. That another incarnation of Supreme Lord is seconding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just 500 years back. He said, this Puran Bhagavatam is spotless. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matam Mahaprabhu, this is the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is most important, this one part. Yes?
Then he elaborates on that it is a representation of all Vedic knowledge. And it should be worshipped as we worship the Lord.
This is another very important point for you as a student. This Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So if you will have a attitude towards this book Bhagavat as Krishna, then he will reveal the mystery of Bhagavatam. So it should be worshipable. So if traditionally, these books are always having, like our mala, japa bead, we have the japa bead. So the books must have their own very nice covering, and always there is a asana for the book. And traditionally, always the book has asana. And Prabhupada has written somewhere that, like country like China, you cannot establish deity. Here, you can establish Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna. That's what you worship Bhagavatam. Like you make Bhagavatam sleep in the night, you offer prasadam to the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a person. That's what Prabhupada says. Bhagavat is worshipable. And traditionally, when they have Bhagavat satsang by qualified even Vaishnavas, there is a higher stage of Bhagavatam than the speaker. And they do aarti of the Bhagavat. So Bhagavat is worshipable as Krishna. So for us, if we really want to know the mystery of Bhagavatam or secret of Bhagavatam, we should have attitude towards Bhagavatam as for holy name. Like we have rules for mala should not be put down. Yeah? It's a tadhiya vastu. These are things belonging to Krishna. So then we should have, if you develop this type of consciousness, then we will get more from the Bhagavatam in between the lines. So Bhagavatam is worshipable as Krishna. So in our home, when there's a temple, we Bhagavatam, like there's one in the shelf Bhagavatam, but which you are doing study, you just keep in your temple, it is covered, like it's really worshipable. Then it reveals. Personally, if you worship the book Bhagavat, it will reveal the secret. Yes, next.
Then he explains it must be learned through the medium of transparent spiritual master.
So third most important point is to understand Bhagavatam we should learn the Bhagavad from transparent, transparent spiritual mind. So what is the meaning of transparent? Normally. This is one thing. Transparent means a glass through which you can see. It means the spiritual master should be as transparent that the Supreme Lord through Parampara can bless you. So the blessing can come from Supreme Lord through Parampara, through the transparent spiritual master to you. And you offer service to the spiritual master, it should go transparently through spiritual master, through Parampara to Krishna. Transparent means the service which we offer to the spiritual master is meant for Krishna. It has to go through the spiritual master to Krishna. And Krishna can bestow his mercy through the Parampara, through spiritual master to the disciple. So transparent is both ways. It's both ways. So this transparent is like, most of us have glasses. Why we have glasses? Okay, we can't see. We can't see, therefore we have a glass. So we can't see Krishna, therefore we will have a transparent spiritual master as a glass on our eye. Then we can see Krishna. If the glass is not transparent, if there are scratches in the glass, you cannot see. So this example of glass as a transparent is most important, that you can only see if you have glasses. If you have no glasses, you cannot see. Just those who are wearing glasses, they know the importance of the glasses. No glasses, no business. Huh? So spiritual master is a transparent via media. So the third most important point in the purport is, it should be learned from a spiritual master who is transparent. Prabhupada said, Krishna is giving me unlimited because I am not using a penny for my personal sense gratification. Prabhupada said that one statement, Krishna is giving me unlimited that I am not using a penny for my personal sense gratification. That is the transparent. Whatever you give, it is through the spiritual master and parampara goes to Krishna. And the mercy comes descendingly like this. That's the meaning of transparent spiritual. The next point is,
and the next he quotes Sarvabrahmada Goswami.
This is to corroborate that the spiritual master, Sarup Damodar Goswami, the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lalita, incarnation of Lalita Sati, Lalita. Whoever used to come and visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar used to say, study Bhagavatam under a Bhagavat person. Bhagavata Giyate Bhagavat Sthane. Hear Bhagavat from Bhagavat Purusha. As we described, one who is of Krishna, who presents Krishna, hear from that person. Otherwise, hearing from Prabhupada, then very straightforward, hearing from professional reciters will not benefit. Hear from a person Bhagavat. So now we may have a problem. Who is person Bhagavat among ourselves? Prabhupada. His commentary is a person Bhagavat, always available for us. He is the person Bhagavat. He has given his commentary. We are simply repeating it. If you recall all the literature compiled by the Goswamis in Vrindavan was taken by three second generation Prabhus to the Bengal. You remember this? What is the name of these three Prabhus? Srivad, Narottam Das Thakur, Shaman. And on the way, the all literature was stolen. Tip. And who was left behind? Sri Nivas Acharya. And the person, king, or whatever the zamindar who has stolen all these things, in his assembly always there was Bhagavatam recitation. A professional Bhagavatam was reciting Bhagavatam. Srinivas was there. He said, this is not Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam cannot be recited. If you recite Bhagavatam, still you cannot really cry for Krishna, then what is the purpose of Bhagavatam? Then the point is that you recite Bhagavatam. And Srinivas was a very nice singer of Bhagavatam. He learned it under Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who was the best reciter of Bhagavatam. So the king was crying, everybody was crying in his assembly. The king accepted Srinivas as a spiritual master. And then he said, we stole all these things, we thought it is gold or some, but this is all books. And when he saw that, I was looking for this book. So that's what the whole story is. So if Bhagavat is heard by a Bhagavat Purush, then there is a transformation. Otherwise, hearing Bhagavatam from professional will be a mental entertainment. It's called Manoranjan. It's called mental. It is at that level only. Even it's not intellectual. Even you hear from intellectual who is a very expert in a Sanskrit grammar and is a pundit. But if he is not a devotee of Krishna, he is not a Bhagavat means of Krishna, that Bhagavat will not transform the hearer. So the another important point in the purport is the Bhagavatam has to be heard by Bhagavat Purush as recommended by Secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Saraswami.
Then
it carries
all the
transcendental blessings. Now, what you can get directly from Krishna, you can get from Bhagavatam. That means all the blessings which can be taken from the person Krishna are available through Bhagavatam. So this is the greatest benefit the humanity can derive from Bhagavatam, as person Krishna was there to benefit when he was present there. So this is the last line of the purport. Is it clear? So this purport is very important for these four points. So you just give this point in your mind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a fourth incarnation of Krishna himself, spotless son. His secret is saying it. He has brought from a Bhagavad Purush. The spiritual master transparent will transform you. If it is not transparent, no transformation. Very simple. Okay? Then we go to the verse next, just for the purpose of completion. The next verse is, now from the verse 41-42, sorry? Yeah. So all these main points, 1, 2, 3, 4. These are the points that we discussed. But we need to, what is that? Oh. Old men. That was in my company. Is it mine? No, it's not mine. So how can you get? You are looking in the map of Dubai and trying to find Manama. Hare Krishna. Is it okay? These are the four main points in the purport. Okay? Now, then there are how many more verses? 41, 42, 43 and 44. In verse 43, answer to the sixth question of the stages is given. Okay? So go to the verse 43. What was the sixth question of stages? Vrindavan, okay, Priya Sakhi. What was the last question of the rishis?
Yes?
Shri Krishna Swadham Upgate, after Sri Krishna departed for his own abode, Dham has taken shelter of whom? This is the verse which also proves that Krishna and Bhagavatam are non-different. So, let us read this verse, Pari, I think it's Pari 3, is it right? Krishna Swadham Upgate Dharma Jnana Jivita Kalau Nashta Darshanam Yeja Purana Arako Adno Udita. Read translation. Bhuvan Pujit Radhika.
This Dharma Puran is as the wind and the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna, to his own abode, accompanied by wisdom, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance, the aid of study, shall get light from him.
So this is the answer to the sixth question of sages. After Krishna departed, in his place, Bhagavatam, as a sun, arising as a sun, to give the light to the people of Kali Yuga who are in ignorance. And Bhagavatam contains knowledge and dharma, jnana, dharma, adi, dihi. Okay? So this is the answer to the question, and the purpose there of can you go? You go to the system? It says SBBV something.
But the
flute has to come there. No flute, no business. Go down. Yeah, this now works. Not working? Hare Krishna. This is Bhagavatam and Krishna are not different. If they want, they work. If they don't want, they won't work. No? Now it's coming. Anyway. So this is the verse we will read the part of the purport, and the remaining three verses is the parampara of Bhagavatam. So one verse is glorification of Bhagavatam, one verse is the answer to the sixth question of the stages, verse 43, which proved that Bhagavatam and Krishna are non-different. It is a Bhagavatam sun, adhyatmik deep. It is deep, something like that. And the other three verses describe the parampara. Vyasadev gave to the Sukadev, and Sukadev Goswami heard it from the then the Suta Goswami, he will say, I have heard from Sukadev Goswami when he was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. So then there is a parampara in these three verses. Not working? Some problem? Or else maybe tomorrow you just take it out in a pen drive and put in your computer which you can operate. So let us read the purport of this verse quickly. Verse 43. And somebody, nobody has prepared something from this verse? Is this part of this your Swadhyay?
Prepared
44. Is there? Is there something about 43? in this purport of Pali 3, since there is a word dharma in this verse, can you see the word dharma? And Prabhupada is describing what is dharma. Can you go down in the purport? Real religion. Can you find the word real religion? Everybody found the word real religion? Real religion means to know God, our relationship with Him, and our duties in relation with Him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. So this is the definition of real dharma. This is the most important point. Since the Bhagavatam contains dharma, which dharma Bhagavatam contains? This is the real definition of dharma, Bhagavat dharma. This is the one of the most important points in the purport. Real dharma is this. And then, second most important part of the purport is, Krishna before departing gave the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Now, he gave Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna and then he gave, then he empowered Narada he empowered Vyas through Narada to compile message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the two other most important point in the purport. Can you find this? The last line. While he was present, he exhibited everything by different. He spoke Bhagavad Gita specifically. And what is the result of speaking Bhagavad Gita? Eradicated all pretentious principle of religiosity. What is the religion of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva Dharmana Paritya. Then he gave that religion because all pretentious religions were eradicated. And number two, he empowered Vyasa Dev through Narada to compile message of Bhagavatam. And thus both Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam are like dark bearers for the blind people of this age. If they understand these two books, their life will be successful. Last line, one, just read the last line. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can see also Lord Sri Krishna in person. They are identical. Okay? Now, go back to the parampara, two verses, verse 42. It's okay? Now, go to the next slide. Well, this is verse 41 and 42. In these verses there is something, let's read the two verses. Sattu, is it 40? Which one? 41. First is 41. Sorry? 41. Sadidam grahayam asa sutam atvatam varam sarvaidai sahasanam saram saram samudhritam. Gopi, you can read the translation. Vyasadeva, Srila Vyasadeva, 41.
Sri Vyasadeva delivered to his son, who is the most respected among the Sacred Rites, of extracting the dream of all his literature and his sweet dreams.
Okay, so now in this verse, as it is, you can see, Atvan Varam, self-free among, the Varam means the best among the self-realized. So Sukhdev Goswami, because in fourth chapter we have qualities of Sukhdev Goswami. So you can take one quality from here. What is the qualification of Sukhdev Goswami? Is Atma Vatam Varam. So you make some page where you have to write in a qualification of Sukadev Goswami. So this is one you can take from here. He is Atmatam Varam, the best among the self-realized. What is in Bhagavatam? Again, glory of Bhagavatam. What is in the Bhagavatam? Sarva Veda Ittahasanam Saram Saram. It is the cream of all Vedic literature. Okay? It is the cream of all Vedic literature. Now, to explain this cream, go to the next page, last part. In Bhagavad Gita, can you see in Bhagavad Gita? So who will read our Bhakta Gopal, you read in?
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that the purpose of all the Vedas is to know Him, Lord Krishna.
Which is this verse?
15.
Why they say Sarveda? Okay, go now.
And Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Sri Krishna Himself.
Okay, is it okay? So Bhagavatam is Lord Krishna Himself. Okay, now.
In the form of recorded knowledge.
Yes, therefore
it is the cream of all the Vedas and it contains all historical facts of all times in relation to Sri Krishna.
Okay, but this is the meaning of cream. It is the saram saram, Veda itasanam saram saram. So how it is the cream of the Vedic literature? Then you get this point in the purport. Look for it. Because Bhagavad Gita says Veda's purpose of Veda is Krishna, Bhagavatam is Krishna. Therefore, this Bhagavatam is cream of all the Vedic literature. Is it clear? And then Prabhupada is preaching that people say the history is only we know, say 600 before BC or something. But these are real histories. So somebody can read here. Prabhu, you can read. Shriyasadev
delivered. Shriyasadev delivered Vishnoishta, who is the most respected among the self-realized. After extracting the cream of all Vedic literatures and histories of the universe, Sukadeva Goswami, son of Vyasadev, please turn, deliver the Bhagavatam to the great emperor Parikshit, who stands surrounded by sages on the bank of the Ganges, awaiting death without taking food or drink.
This is the translation of the verse 42. So these are the translation of the both verses. Okay? The next verse is, this came to Parikshit Maharaj. Go next slide. What is the next slide, see? Now this is the purport of 5G, this one verse just we read. See purport, from the purport, read from purport. Who will read this, Prabhuji? Your name is?
Chittahari.
Chittahari Chandra. Yes, Chittahari Chandra.
And this four part of knowledge only accept the history of the world from the time of Buddha or since 600 BC. And prior to this period, all histories mentioned in the scriptures are calculated by them to be only imaginary stories. That is not a fact. All the stories mentioned in the Puranas and Mahabharata, etc., are actual histories not only of this planet but also of millions of other planets within the universe.
Okay, go further. Yes. Authority of the Shastra, this is. Kali and Shastra Prabhupada is speaking in the purport of this word. This is the purport as it is in this, okay?
We should not therefore reject the stories and the truth of the Purana as imaginary. The great sages like Rafa have no business putting some imaginary stories in their literature. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, historical facts collected from the histories of different planets have been aggregated. It is therefore accepted by all the spiritual authorities as the Mahapurana. The special significance of these histories is that they are all connected with activities of the law in a different time and atmosphere.
So Bhagavatam has the histories of other planets also. Therefore, we are not able to relate with it or understand it. You understand? Because it has also the histories of other planetary systems, we have no experience. But what is the last most important point? The spatial significance of these stories is that they are related to Supreme Lord Krishna. Next. This is the verse 43. Brilliant as sun. We have done this verse. Go further. Translation we have done next. Continuation of the parampara. Verse 44. Let's read verse 44. And our Pawan Nimai has prepared this verse 44 for us. Let's read.
Satrakirtayo vishra vipadate raghuri aham kadyam satra jirisa adham so aham rahasmanayam yadhadikam yadhadhi.
So, the translation is right here. The one word you, two words in this verse, you just pick the two words. One word is nivishtas. Nivishtas. The other word is yathadhitam yathamati. See the meaning of these two words in word to word? Nivishta means? Being perfectly attentive. I heard this when Sukhdev was speaking. This is Sutta Goswami saying, when Maharaj Parikshat was hearing Bhagavatam, I was there and my spiritual master Sukhdev Goswami asked me to come forward and I was attentively hearing Bhagavatam. One point. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes for Nivesha means drinking. What is the word?
Nivesha means Sutta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears.
Sutta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears.
Hearing
his Bhagavatam ratha, rath. Second, third verse of Mangalacharan. So Bhagavatam is just he heard. So this Sutta Goswami, he is blessed by Balaram. When Balaram was on pilgrimage and his father was delivered by Balaram through the one grass, push grass, and then he blessed this. So this one Sutta was blessed. He is the son of the original Sutta, Roma son. His name is Uga Sarva. So he was blessed by Balaram, number one. Number two, he was direct disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. Number three, Vyasadeva also, when he was child, he really embraced him and said, all the knowledge will be revealed to you in due course of time. So this Sutta was so blessed by these three personalities. Balaramji, who is actually the one who empowered Guru. And then Vyasadeva himself, and then Sukadeva Goswami. He said, my spiritual called me near, and then I heard it very attentively. But then he said, I heard it, but I'm not going to repeat it as parrot. He is using the last word, yatha, he yatha mati, as I have realized it, as I have realized it. So, Prabhupada is very forceful in the purport, what is realization. So, read this line, this translation, Prabhuji. Can I try, you can read?
O Lana Samaraj, when Shukadeva Goswami recited the Bhagavatam there, in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that.
So, this is very important point. Anugraha in the verse. Anugraha. Even if you hear, but if they bestow their mercy, then you can understand. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. So it's the mercy. Anugraha is another very important word in the verse as it is. Okay, by His mercy?
By His mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear from the very same thing as I learned it from Him and as I have realized.
Yadhati, Yadhamati, as I have done. After hearing, I have contemplated on this. Hearing has three parts. Sharvan, Manam, Nidhyasam. Hearing through ear, ear is information. Manam means understanding. And I understood. The next is understanding. Then the third is practicing. Nidhyasam is practicing. Hearing, understanding, practicing, then there is a result. So realization is, when you practice, then you will have a realization. If you don't practice, you will have no realization. So therefore it is said, if you read yourself book, you will understand only 25%. If you hear from somebody who knows it, you will understand 50%. If you go back and then read the book, you will read 75%, you will know 75%. But the 25% will only come by your own realization. This is the formula of hearing. So, hearing is with ear, understanding is with brain. So, rest attention means, my brain was out there. I was present, not physically, but I was mentally present there and I was understanding what he was saying. And then I practice it. That is the work of I. Practice is the work. You hear, chant Hare Krishna. But you don't understand, and you don't practice, you will not get the result. So I practice it, I realize it. So what is the realization in the purport? Can you see what is the definition of realization? This purport is very strong purport, another very strong purport of purport, very direct. This purport you must read. Yes, Prabhu?
Can I say?
You have a question?
Sir, can I tell you what I have understood?
Yes.
Bit of confusion, then I want to clarify. Sukadeva Goswami is talking to Parikshit Maharaj, and Sukadeva Goswami is also present. Sukadeva Goswami is presenting in the ninth charaka and the kingdom mentioned. Now, this purport which he talks about, that one should be attentive, rapt attention. The whole meaning is given that one should be attention, one should learn with attention. But attention will not come if his mind is not pure. If mind is not pure, if his action is not pure.
Yes.
That is not pure, unless purity is there in eating, sleeping, defending. But at the same time, Prabhupada says, even then, one gives that attention from a bona fide, he will get the result.
This is the last part of the purport. This is the last part of the purport. So, you all have read this purport? Nobody has read. So, Prabhupada has read this purport. We will discuss a little more about the last one. But somehow, we'll discuss somehow, but let us first go to the first part of the purport. First part of the purport, Prabhupada, is very direct. Anybody who is desiring Bhagavatam to earn money and use that money for having family enjoyment life, that is all bogus. You read the purport, you'll find out. This is what the whole Bhagavatam right now all over the world is used by these people. The two type of people. One, Bhagavad recitals are professionals. They are reciting to earn money and then use the money for sense benefit. The other Bhagavad recitals are impersonalists. They twist the meaning of Bhagavatam. They twist the meaning of Bhagavatam and they take Krishna out of there. So all these two are useless. They will not, if you hear, there will be no result. Now, the last part is Subramanian Prabhu is Krishna. Nanda Sutta Prabhu says, the last part is something like preformative, something like. You have to say something?
Yes, the sequence basically.
What is the sequence you say, and then we'll go to
the sequence is in the purpose of Prabhupada, he emphasizes on the rapt. Hearing, rapt attention.
Who can have rapt attention?
Who
Who has a pure mind? And who will have a pure mind?
Pure action.
Pure action, okay? And who will have a pure action? So all the four propensities, if they are purified, then the action will be purified, then mind will be purified, then one will be attentive. This is the standard. Then Prabhupada says what? But that somehow is Prabhupada himself. He made all these people of the Western world, Vaishnavas, they were not pure in mind, they were not pure in action, they were not pure in anything. But somehow, Prabhupada was dead somehow. He was pure, therefore they heard from the pure and they were transferred. Very immediately they were transferred. Because this somehow is actually one, but Prabhupada read somehow, it is something which is actually future tense. Prabhupada wrote this Bhagavatam in Vrindavan, but somehow it manifested after many years back. That is called the liberated souls can see the future. That is other part of our discussion today. Go to the next slide. 1 minute. Let's go. What is there? Let's see. This is something. Can you? They have something. Can you understand what is this? Yes. Read. Udarshi, do you read, Prabhu?
Yes, personality occurrence. Philosophy linguistic is a sentence which when expressed in an appropriate context actually does or accomplishes. A famous example of performative utterance is
I now pronounce
you husband and wife. When uttered by the always officiator during a marriage ceremony.
That's what it is called. So in this Prabhupada, there's something which is like this sentence. Pure in mind, pure in head. This is perfection. This is authentic, but somehow it's more important for the people of Kali Yuga than the first part. So now, Nandasutta Prabhupada, give me
a question on the first part of the Prabhupada. Suppose
So basically these reciters are coming in these two categories generally. Either professional reciters or the impersonalists. If there is a bona fide reciter, in social, there is some social obligation, then you just go there. But I am sure you will not be enlivened in that katha, because it is 10 minutes katha and 40 minutes singing. We are not used to this type of katha. Somehow, what can we do? People need that. Prabhupada personally told to Yashomati Nandan in Ahmedabad, when he said, at that time, there was one famous Bhagavad reciter, and when Sri Yashomati said, so he's so nice Bhagavad reciter, when he said, people say, tears are coming in their eyes, and then Prabhupada said something, he asked some question, and when Yashomati Nandan said, something that he said, then he's not bona fide. Then Prabhupada said, you Yashomati Nandan start saving this Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada gave direct order to his disciples. We can help saving this Bhagavad Gita. last time here in Varnavadesh we had some 14 days overview of Bhagavatam. That's what they are doing. But they don't touch really the topics which are most important. What is said in purport is, the professional reciters will generally directly run to the 10th century. Krishna's Leela. And yesterday in the class I said something, those who were there they must have heard. Krishna and Krishna Leela particularly, and particular Leela of Krishna's Ras Leela with the gopis, to understand that we have to have a consciousness of Ananga. Ananga is the Kamadeva, means no body. When we have no consciousness of body, then we can understand the Krishna Leela of Ras dance and other pastime with the gopis. There is a consciousness. In Brahman we chant this Ananga Kamadeva Gayatri. Bhagavatam says if you read, if you recite the Ras Panchavadhyaya, then you will be cured from the disease of lust. But they are reciting and they are becoming more lusty. So why they are not being treated? If the, you are taking treatment and you are not cured, then what is the benefit? It's a problem. It is better to say Hare Krishna is better. But if there is some social obligation, you can go there, it's all right. You go there to give them association. Like Srimad Acharya was going in that Bhagavatam, not to hear Bhagavatam, ultimately make them understand Bhagavatam. So if you go there, the principle is that if you are not very much confident about the philosophy of Bhagavatam, then don't go there, otherwise you will be misled and will have misconception. But if you know it, then you go there and transform them. So there are two options. You go there if you are bold enough to transform them, or you go there, don't go there because otherwise you will be confused. Okay, let's go to the next. I think we are entering into the chapter 4. Okay, Hare Krishna. Next slide. Now this chapter 4 we have to cover today, verse from 1 to 25. Okay? Hare Krishna. Till this the glories of Bhagavatam, Parampara and 6 question answered. And some very important points from the purport of Srimad Prabhupada we have got it. Is it okay for everybody? The things are clear? Okay. Now the fourth chapter starts because when Sutta Goswami says, I am going to repeat, is there something realizing in this? No? Realization is in for chapter one, what is the meaning of realization? You have something to say about realization? Is there? No. Not in the chapter 3. Okay. When the sages heard that Sutta Goswami is going to speak what Sukadev Goswami spoke, that was like, you know, very surprising for them. And their enthusiasm increased. Sukadev Goswami said, that thing you are going to repeat. Parikshat Maharaj heard. Means and at that time Vyasadeva was present in the audience. Vyasadeva's father Parashar Muni was present in the audience. Narada himself was present in the audience when Sukadeva was speaking. And there is a list of many rishis available there at that time with their disciples. So this is very important matter, and therefore they asked series of questions. So if you go little in the previous part, then you can see the breakdown of the chapter 4. You go up, go up. Go quickly. and yeah, this is okay. Come number two, slide two, three. Oh yeah, this is breakdown. So 1 to 25, the appearance of Shiranal, verse 1 to 30 of 4th chapter. Saunak Rishi inquired from Sutta about, these are the topics asked. Put all these together, then we'll grasp. So first to 13 verses are the questions by Saunak Rishi. Okay? What are the questions? Number one question. Where Vyas got the inspiration to compile Srimad Bhagavatam? Second question. Qualities of the Sukhdev Goswami. Third question, his relationship with Maharaj Parikshit, how he came to Maharaj Parikshit. Why Parikshit? The fourth question, why Parikshit gave up everything to fast concentrate? So these are the four basic questions in these 13 verses asked by Sona Krishi. Okay? So let us read the first verse. Who will read the first verse? One person? Please start. So Sonak Vacha, it must be Sonak Vacha.
Yeah.
Vyas Devi speaking, okay? Vyas Vacha
Iti Bhuvanam Sansoya Munina Dirga Kshatriya Vrajgaha Kulapati Sutam Vrajgaha Sonako Havrisha
Sonak Vacha. So translation, Govinda, Madhur Govinda, read.
For hearing Sukha Goswami speak thus, Shanak Muni, who was an elderly, learned scholar of all the rishis, engaged in the prolonged sacrificial ceremony, communicated to the Goswami by dressing him in the house.
So in this verse, there is one question in your Purva Swadhyaya. And who has prepared that question? Yes, Prabhuji. You are, what, Suresh? Jagadish Vara Chaitanya Das. So what is the question which we have prepared?
This is the qualification of the congratulator
in the meeting of Ramakrishna. Very good. List the qualities of congratulator. Who? Now, this is your guru. Say tomorrow, well, after 10 days, 15 days, we finish the whole course. Then as a parampara, sometimes one of you will say what vote of thanks we get called generally. So who should be that person? If somebody is coming new, who is the person we should select to congratulate or to appreciate qualification of the person among ourselves? So that is the qualification. So go ahead, tell qualification.
He must be a leader of the house.
He must be a leader of the house.
Elderly man.
So the word in Sanskrit is kulpati. You know what is called kulpati? In university, what is called chancellor? Chancellor in Hindi is called kulpati, in Sanskrit kulpati. In Vedic system, a guru who trains 10,000 disciples is called Kulpati. He maintains them, feeds them, provides all these things, no charging. Free education, he is called Kulpati. And how many sages were with Sonak Rishi? 88,000. He was the leader of 88,000 rishis. So he should be Kulpati, senior. Number one, he should be senior. I told you sometimes, Brahman is senior by realized knowledge. Kshatri is senior by his power. Vaish is senior by the money he has. And Shudra is senior by age only. This is why Sukhdev was speaking Bhagavad in presence of all the senior rishis. Because he was self-realized. He has a realized knowledge. So, number one is Jagdishwar Chaitanya. Number one, he must be senior. Number two, he should be elderly man, means people respect him. Okay.
He must be vastly venerable.
So, the word in Sanskrit is Vruddha. He must be elderly. And the last word is?
He must be vastly venerable.
Bahu Richaha. Bahu Richaha. Bahu means vast. He must be vastly learned. That person is selected as Kulpati. Okay? So Prabhupada said the meeting of learned men, congregation should be leader house, elderly men. So this is the one part. What is the second part in verse 1? You have the second question prepared also? On the verse 1, what is that question? What is meant by personal realization? So this is your Pura Swadhyaya question, you have to finish by this. The two questions already answered by Pavan Litai. We want to make five groups among yourself. These groups, they are based on the how near you live. Because tomorrow you have a free day from study. So you meet yourself and discuss all these things beforehand. So day after tomorrow when you come, you should be prepared for most of the things. And but this smaller groups, when you are very near, like this our Jagannath Priya, you are like in one building, like this. What five groups we like? At least five groups. Maybe somebody may not be able to join them, but practically we want to make it like easier. Pura Swadhyaya question you must prepare, but two questions for each group. So then you share, and then everybody will get the idea, and you will have a time to study. Is it okay? So who is there for next question? Personal realization. Yes, what is personal realization?
He must have full confidence in the previous acharya.
Number one, this is an important point of the purport. It's not personal realization, but it is most important point in the purport is, and the purport is the most important point. Go and look for it. The most important point is, this is the actually this is the personal realization means. Number one, that as you said, is very good. That is also very good. He must have firm faith in
previous acharya.
Previous acharya.
And at the same time, he must be related
to
the subject matter.
So therefore, all these studies which are designed in ISKCON on the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Weber, what is given in the books of Prabhupada as our previous acharya is authority for us. We may quote previous acharyas to support the statement given by Prabhupada, not to contradict. This is first principle. The acharya have commentary which may differ. Basically, it is their personal realization. But for us, the commentaries of Prabhupada is final for us as a founder acharya. This is the standard for this study. We may have Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all those commentaries to support, substantiate and make Prabhupada's commentary understandable. That's okay. So the personal realization doesn't mean that you twist the truth and make people be happy and not make the previous acharyas happy. Which you want to make happy? Priyas Acharya are the people. Very simple. In your preaching, if you think your audience should be happy, then you are missing the point. In your preaching, if you see Prabhupada is watching, my Guru Maharaj is watching, I should present the things, they should be pleased. Then you are in the right consciousness. You understand this? Sometimes we preach just to please people. That is compromising. You preach to please the previous acharyas, to get their mercy. And if you have that consciousness, people will ask some question from you. You may not have read, but they will bless you, and Paramatma from heart will inspire you to answer. And then people will be satisfied. And after many, many years, you will find the same answer in the scripture. We have this experience, and all those who are preaching will have this experience. If you have this consciousness that I am preaching to please the parampara, previous acharyas, then when you are preaching and if you have some difficulty, you will be guided from within by parampara. By parampara's mercy through Paramatma. And you will always rightly answer any query. So this is most important. We should be very faithful to the previous acharya. And for us, the previous acharya is Srila Prabhupada. And he has given the commentaries of all acharyas, plus he has given his own realization. He has presented the matter understandable by the people of this time. That is the meaning of realization. You hear previous acharya, read all this, but when you present it, that people understand. Realization means say, what is Jagdishwar? Number one, he must be faithful to the previous acharya. Number two?
Number two is, he must be realized the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstance in a suitable manner.
Same word. You may have to explain differently to the different audience. That is your realization. Should not be prototype. You are meeting businessmen, then the purpose of the preaching, which words you want to speak, which angle you want to touch should be different. You are preaching to the student, then the words, meaning will be different. You are preaching to the brahmachari, the presentation will be different. But the theme is same, but the presentation is always, that is the realization. So this is the one Puro Swadhyaya, personal question in here. So okay, this is the first, okay Prabhuji. This one of the qualification of Sukadeva we can put in a list. It is in the first chapter and third verse. Sukha Mukhar, Amrit Sarvitam. There it is said Sukadeva has not repeated Bhagavatam as a parrot, but he has presented very pleasantly according to the audience and circumstances. So that is the realized knowledge of Sukadeva Goswami. And similarly, Suta Goswami is saying, I have realized and I am presenting to you according to my realization. Okay, personal realization for us. Same words can be given to you, but different audience, and you should have realization what I should say to this audience here. This is most important part. Prabhupada, focus on this. Okay, let's just go.
Can you give more points? How we can understand when it is said that the congregator should be the leader, elder, and pastor. And in the congregation, even Narada is also there. In
that's what the second verse of Mangalacharya says, or third verse of Mangalacharya. Because it is present meditated by Sukadev Goswami, so it becomes more sweet like nectarian. It becomes nectar. So as I said, realized knowledge, the Brahman is senior by realized knowledge. Sukadeva, if we read Sukadeva was already Brahman realized. He was already Brahman realized. But then he came and learned Bhagavatam. And his realization of Bhagavatam and it's so vast and wide that he was selected among all the sages there to recite Bhagavatam. So this is as I said, the realization, and Brahman is senior by his realization. So he's a great rishi. We know also Prabhupada Prabhupada's lectures are note or something. The Sukadeva Goswami is actually the parent of Radharani. And he is always glorifying Krishna in front of Radharani. So that Sukadeva has become a son of Vyasadeva to speak Bhagavatam. So he is like associate of Radha and Krishna. That is in those lectures, Prabhupada. Last time I read somewhere, you give that copy, you find in that this one story. And therefore, Sukadeva has not used the name of Radha and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if Sukadeva say Radha, then he will go in Samadhi for 6 months. There are only seven days to complete Bhagavatam. So he deliberately put only Aradhita. Aradhita, there's a couple of verses he has given a hint for Radharani, but he did not say directly the word Radha. So he's like, he was the one who can, Narada is like, he is the worshipable deity is Narayana. Bhagavat is beyond this. Sukadeva is the more close associate of Radha and Krishna's pastime. Radha and Krishna has two parents, Sukha and Sari. So Sukha always to the Radha Rani to speak about Krishna's glories, and Sari goes to the Krishna and speak Radha's glories. So they are the highest personalities in the Krishna Leela. So if Krishna Leela has to be spoken there, the Sukadeva Goswami is the right candidate among all those gathered sages there.
Yes, this text speaks about what Sukadeva Goswami was spoken to Vaishnavagari. But this text is Vyasa Uvacha.
Because originally the Bhagavat was compiled by Vyasadeva.
But this was coming after that.
Vyasadeva, we will read in verse 13 or afterwards, maybe 14, 15, 18. Vyasadeva has a divine vision, Divya Drishti. He can see the past, present and future. Like Valmiki in his Ramayana, said something in future tense, that this is going to happen afterward. He compiled Ramayana before Ramchandra, half of the Ramchandra's Leela was manifested afterwards. He put it in the future tense something. So this is one of the purpose we'll read today. Okay, let's go to the next verse. What is the next question for us? We can go to the next slide, we can be asking more easily. Go back to for chapter 4.
So
Okay, the first, second verse, let's see the second verse. Sri Shaunak Vacha.
Suta Suta Mahabhaga Vadano Vadasambara Katham Bhagavatin Punyam Yadaha Bhagavan Shuka.
See, Suta Suta is saying twice. Suta Suta, twice. Vadano Vadatam Varam. Vadatam Varam. So you are the, after the speaker, you are the great. Varam. Vadatam, Mahabhaga, your most fortunate. Of those who speak, you are most respected. Varam. The message of Bhagavatam is punyam. Bhagavatam is Bhagavan, Shukha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Shaunak said, so read the translation.
Shaunak said, you are the most fortunate and respected of all those who can speak and decide. These relates of your message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are spoken by the great and powerful sage Sukadeva Goswami.
So this one Bhagavan word is used for Sukadeva Goswami. The word Bhagavan is used. Bhagavan Shukaha. Can you see this? Prabhupada sometimes writes, sometimes Brahma and Shiva is also called Sukha, some great personality is also called Bhagavan. Therefore, Prabhupada was not agreeing to be called in society, God conscious society, because you can call anybody God. So Krishna consciousness, but Sukadeva is the address here as the Bhagavan. Bhagavan Sukha. And that Prabhupada Swami is greatly powerful. So now, why they have described twice Sukha Sukha? Because they are eager to hear the message of Bhagavatam. Why it was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami? So word Sukadeva was very attractive for them. It's how can you experience this something? See, all the sages were very surprised that how Sukadeva, 7 days after Sukadeva was speaking for 7 days. No way. He never stayed more than half an hour any place. How can he be there for 7 days? Surprising. That person has spoken, that surprising. So, number one is this point. They were there. The so-called again, Prabhupada is just speaking. The Bhagavatam reciter should be follower of Sukadeva Goswami, not professional or the impersonal. This is the purpose of these two things. Verse 3. Question. The history of Bhagavatam. When Bhagavatam was come up? Kasmin yuge pravarteyam sthane vakyena hetuna. 3 things. In which yuga Bhagavatam was compiled? Who inspired? What place? And what was the reason? What was the hetu? Sanchodita Krishna Kritavam Sayantam Muni. So here the word is, this word Krishna is for? This first word Krishna is for? Vyasadeva. So Vyas is the name of seat, like Prime Minister. There are many Vyas. Anybody who is speaking Bhagavatam is called Vyas. Vyasvachak, called Vyasvachak. So this particular Vyas, who is the incarnation, literary incarnation for compilation of Veda, his name was Krishna Dwayaka. He's called Krishna because his color was blackish. He's called Dvipayan because he was born on a island. Dvip means island. His name was Krishna Dwayaka. So Krishna defined when he compiled, where he compiled. This is a question, okay? So next question is about Sukhdev Goswami. This verse 4 has the qualification of Sukhdev Goswami. We can just put 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? Tasya putro mahayogi. First thing is, Sukhdev Goswami is mahayogi. Mahayogi, great devotee. Prabhupada says, mahayogi means great devotee. Bhakti yogi. Who has prepared this question, Jagdishwar? No. Who? The third and fourth question of Puro Swadhyay, you gave to somebody? Okay. Okay, so Sukhdev Goswami is one qualification is Mahayogi. Number two is Kamma? Kamma Drin. So Kamma Drin is Kamma Drik. Kamma means equal, Drik means vegan. Samadrik means equivalent. Third qualification is nirvikalpakaha. Absolute monist. Ekanta mati. Mati means intelligence, ekanta means vivastaya atma is something like that. Ekanta mati. Fixed in monoism or oneness of mind. Unidraha. Unidraha, on Uddharva, on the nisant he has surpassed. He was above the surpassed nisant. Gurha. Sukhdev Goswami was not exposed. It means secret. Gurha. Guya. People don't know who he is. And Mura, he was posing himself as stunted. Mura. Something is coming in your mind, some great devotee was presenting himself as a Mura? Jadabhart was presenting himself as a Mura. Why? Because he has experienced previously that even good work will bind. Even you do some merciful act, still he will be fine. It will be binding. So he don't want really to do the same mistake again. In other words, sometimes we may not recognize the people from their outer appearance. Prabhupada said, only when they speak, then you can realize. Some people are real like that. So these are the qualifications of Sukhdev Goswami.
Some people are very knowledgeable.
Sorry? They appear
very knowledgeable.
But when
they speak,
they appear to be knowledgeable.
And they see, even
when they say Buddha,
actually.
They don't appear to be knowledgeable, they appear to be gentlemen. So, these are the qualifications of Sukhdev Goswami, okay? Now, these are the qualifications theoretical. Now, there is a practical explanation of Sukhdev Goswami's quality. Verse 5. You can read the whole verse 5. Dreshtva abhyantam srishimātmajamate ananganam Dreshtorya pratidhasurnasukasyajitram Kadavitya prajati nanau jagatosvasti Istri pumbilanakusukasyajitram. So you know all this story, huh? Translation, Prabhuji, Sridhari Madhavji.
While Sri Vyasadeva was following his son, due to young youngsters who were bathing naked, covered their body with sloths. although Vyasadeva was not there, but he had not done so, but his son had come. The seed inquired of the young lady inquired that the son was purified, and looking at them made no distinction between male and female. The seed made such distinctions.
Okay, this is the practical demonstration of Sukadeva. So, what will this answer something about your question? This why Sukadeva was given this seat of speaking Bhagavatam. This verse is given once there, Vyasadeva and Sukadeva was compared. Vyasadeva is also pure, but something we have there. This verse is one which is for your exercise. So you just go 2-3 slides quickly, and it is better to give them go further. Okay, this is the first. Okay, this is the. Vyasadeva's background for compilation Srimad Bhagavatam, reasons for Sukadeva's study of Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj's birth. This is this question where they are. This is just information for you. It is also in your book, I think. There's no need. But this is, you put one, you can see all this. Go further. So where they, all these things are. This is just information. Go next. This is for your group work. So let us make three groups for three purposes. So group one, Mataji is your group one, okay? You have to see, you have to, what the general principles can be drawn from for you, the work is, the general respective reaction to Sukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva. What general principle can be drawn? You take your chair, go on that side, and discuss and come with the general principles, okay? Hare Krishna. And the middle table man with the background, three people in line. Sukadeva Goswami is dealing with householder. This is verse 8. So, from Nanda Sutta to the last one. Okay, this is Group B, and Nanda Sutta is leader for your group. So Gopikan, you are, for you, this is the Group C. Difference between the Vedas and Puranas, that between the Brahmans and Parivartika Acharya, verse 30. So you just now take, one, you group sit here, you make your group just separate and read and come up with them, then we'll do it, okay? Hare Krishna. You have to get that.